It's Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5, and then we'll hang out for hour number 1 of the Steve Cochran Show. It's a Tuesday morning, and December 9th, as we kick into the Christmas season. And we have some live guests in studio. There's a production of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play at North Central College in Naperville. There's 4 shows remaining, Friday at 8, Saturday at 3 and 8, Sunday at 3. Brightside Theater is the theater company, and we welcome the director, Jeff Cast, and 2 cast members, David Raymond and Daniela Rukin, live to the studio. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Jeff, I've had you on before.
Yep, you have.
Yeah, so tell me, you were here, the last time you were here was for when your production of Cabaret.
Yeah, it was right after the Tony Awards, and we got into a little discussion about that.
Oh, we did. Yeah, that's right. We're, with Hugh Jackman bouncing up and down.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did have a little discussion about that, didn't we? Because I happened to really thought Jackman did a great job that night.
Yeah, well. Still not a fan.
Okay. Still I thought he was great. So Cabaret.
Yes, Cabaret.
And our friend Jillian was in that.
Yes, Jillian was great.
And as Sally.
Yeah, she was.
So tell us about how that went. It went well.
Yeah, it went really well. It was a huge success for us and really got a great buzz throughout the Naperville area and has continued to do well for us with this show, It's a Wonderful Life, and we've seen a lot of patrons who have found us through Cabaret continue to see us through this show, which has been great. And the actor who played the MC, David Janowski, was just nominated for an award, a Broadway and Chicago World, the Broadway World Chicago Award. That's what it
okay.
is. Best Leading Actor Musical Non-Equity.
Okay.
It's a lot in that one, right?
Yeah.
So we find out in January to see if he wins or not.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very, very
so
cool. That's exciting.
Success, yeah.
So tell me about Brightside Theater, how it started.
Sure, yeah. So Brightside started, we're starting our 4th season. It was founded, obviously, 4 years ago by 3 people who were doing theater out in the suburbs and kind of felt in their times in their life, if they were going to do it, this was it, and realized Naperville didn't have its own professional theater company and said, you know what, that's wrong, and we're going to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to find a venue, which they found the Miley Swallow Hall, the theater at Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College, which was important to show this was going to be a professional theater. So it's in a professional setting to reflect the work that we're doing. And it's a great venue. I love it. It's a 3/4 thrust stage. It seats 280 people. It was like made, it was renovated from a church like 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice and comfortable. And it's a real theater. Nothing against storefronts. Paid my dues there. Didn't love it. There's great work in storefronts. But it is nice to be in a real theater sometimes too and have all the benefits of that. And the audience is comfortable and they love it.
That's a really nice
theater. Yeah, so they started the company.
That's our. You can't hear our traffic woman, but that's Dolly. Just she's from Naperville.
Oh, she lives. In she knows.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
So they started the company and had the inaugural season and kicked off, and we've just been going since. We've added a youth program, and we're starting our 3rd year of that this year with Aladdin Junior, and that's been successful over the last 2 years. So, this 4th season is all about celebrating friends and family. And we decided to do a holiday show for the first time, and we decided to go with It's a Wonderful Life. But we wanted to switch it up and do a live radio play, and I pushed the envelope even further by, instead of hiring a Foley artist and a musician, I decided to have the actors do it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So not only are they, you know, 5 actors playing 50 different characters on stage throughout the hour and a half time of the show. They're also running to a Foley table, making sound effects using shoes and heads of cabbage and pieces of glass things and doors and shoes. What else do you guys use?
We're pretty busy.
And
yeah.
then you run yeah. to the piano and you
and
play,
then
the piano.
Play the piano.
And then there's the commercial breaks and you guys are singing through those and playing.
Wow, you guys are working hard. How do you guys feel about that?
And we're all on stage for 95 minutes. It's definitely a one-of-a-kind show from that perspective. it flexes a lot of different muscles that you don't always have to do in a show.
So. Yeah. That's great. Well, you're putting them through the paces,
I know,
man.
I'm getting my money's worth.
Now, you guys are non-equity?
We are non-equity.
Okay.
We're professional. Everyone gets paid. We're not paying mortgages, but we're slowly building. We're slowly building, and we're seeing the success build, and we're really glad. And each show, we get a little bit bigger with that audience, and each show, we're seeing more and more success. So,
now, you personally, how did you get involved in theater?
With theater?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's a story. I've only been asked that once in an interview before. So I don't know if you remember the sitcom Growing Pains.
Yes, I do.
All right. Kirk Cameron got cast in a production of Our Town, right? And so it was that episode.
Who did he play?
He played the lead.
The stage manager?
No. Gibbs.
Gibbs. Okay. Yeah.
Whatever his first name is. I forget it.
Well, okay.
Anyways, it was something about that. And then when I got to high school, I'm like, I want to do theater, because we didn't have that in grade school. And because I had seen it on TV, I'm like, that's what I want to do. I want to do that. So I was like, to my counselor, I have to be in a theater class. And then that was it.
That was it. Yeah. And you took it off from there.
Yeah. And then I saw Phantom of the Opera on tour. I'm like, this is musical theater. I have to be a part of this. And
now, did you always want to direct, or did you perform? Were you?
I was a performance major. And then after college, I started having some vocal issues. And so then I started moving to directing, and I've kind of just stayed in that venue, or in that vein, I should say. And I've dabbled back and forth here and there.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the directing more.
That's me too.
Yeah.
I did storefront for many years. I've acted, I've written, but directing is the deal.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Now what about you, Daniela? What's your background?
Gosh. Way back. It's going really far back. I was in, I was in plays as a kid, and then in sixth grade I was cast in Cinderella. I just kind of, never looked back. I would just started being in plays, and I never
was from
never
Chicago?
Like an option to do anything else. Yeah, I was raised in Lincolnwood, so just over the northern border.
Sure.
And I went to Niles. I was really lucky to go to a high school, Niles West, where we got to do 5 main stage shows a year, so I got a lot of experience. Yeah, we did a lot. It was
man,
crazy. Not only that, but 9 classes. Yeah, it was a really great program. So from a very early age, I think treated it very professionally, and then in college I majored in it,
just started auditioning and
started
going
auditioning
out
I feel like I never made the choice to be in theater. Just kind of
it just
I was
happened.
In it as a kid, and I never looked back.
What about you, David?
I've always been a theater kid too. Total theater nerd.
We're geeks.
I think I realized when I was about 13 or 14 that I wanted to do it professionally, and so in high school I did a couple of storefront Chicago shows, just non-equity stuff. In college I went to California. I studied theater there and creative writing, and stayed out in the Bay Area for a little while after college. Did a couple shows in the San Francisco Bay Area, and then Chicago called because I love the city and I needed to come back. And so I came back just in September, and was very lucky to have Jeff take me under.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome back. What's the theater scene like in the Bay Area?
Oh, it's great.
Is it?
It's awesome. It's a total hidden gem. I don't think everybody knows how great of a scene it is, but it's really awesome. And I've made some great friends in the theater out there, and done some really fun shows. I'm actually thinking about bouncing back there and between Chicago and there right now, which is a little bit daunting, but we'll see how things pan out.
Yeah,
actually Beautiful, just they previewed out there. They did their pre-Broadway tryout out there, didn't they? Beautiful, the Carol King musical, right?
Oh, they did?
Yeah, with Jesse Mueller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they did their pre-Broadway tryout.
Speaking of the
there.
Tonys.
Yeah, right? Bringing it back. And she just got cast in Waitress.
She did?
Yeah, she was going to do
the
tour.
She's great, man.
She was going to do the tour, and then she all of a sudden it was announced she wasn't.
Yeah.
It's like, what'd she get?
She's great, it. Man. Yeah. Hometown, man.
It's a Sarah Bareilles musical.
Got to represent.
Right?
Got to represent.
Exactly.
She's amazing. Amazingly talented.
The whole family is.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Incredible. Incredible. And by the way, coming back to Chicago, I think is great because, and I've said this before, I think this is the best city in the world to do theater.
Yeah.
And to hone your craft.
Absolutely.
On any given night, you can see any kind of show anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what's great about it. You learn so much from working in Chicago. Yeah. And you can work in Chicago. You can work. I mean, you might not get paid a lot. Sometimes you won't get paid at all.
Yeah. Right.
But you can do theater. You can do good theater in this city.
Right. Absolutely.
It's the best.
And you could do good theater on a shoestring of a budget.
Absolutely. That's all I've been doing. I was with the Factory Theater for 15 years. So, you know, not a lot of money in that theater company. I can tell you that right now. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with the director and a couple of the cast members from It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, which you can see at North Central College in Naperville. Four more performances left, Friday at 8, Saturday at 3 and 8, Sunday at 3. BrightsideTheater.com is the website, and we actually are going to hear a scene from the show as well. Quick break here on 720 WGN. The news is next. Nick DiCilio here. We are live in the All-State studio here on 7th floor of Trib Tower. And here till 5 a.m., and then we'll hang out for hour number one of the Steve Cochran Show. Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk about some of the best child actor performances of all time. And we'll do a kind of a Where Are They Now? Because some of these actors and actresses, these young actors and actresses, have completely disappeared. We don't know where they are, so we're going to find out and talk about some of their best performances. My guests in studio right now from Brightside Theater, director Jeff Cast, and then cast members David Raymond and Daniela Rukin from It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, which is performing four more times this weekend at North Central College in Naperville, Friday at 8, Saturday at 3 and 8, and Sunday at 3. BrightsideTheater.com is the website. We are actually going to hear a scene. I'm actually going to participate in it, and I hope I don't ruin it.
You have a little cameo.
I got two lines. I should be able to read two lines of dialogue. Let's see. 773 area code sends a text with a question that says, the thing I admire most about old-time radio is their ability to tell a story and set a mood. Mm-hmm. Has doing the play changed your way, changed the way your guests tell a story or listen to the radio? What about you guys?
Ooh. That's a good one.
That's a good question.
Well, we did have a woman during the talkback this weekend who asked these little girls in the front row if they understood the story without all the visual cues, and she was amazed that they understood. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Amazed that they understood. She thinks like all anybody under the age of 30 can't possibly understand a story.
If you've got an imagination, because radio shows. Radio plays, it's all about the imagination, you know? And that's one of the reasons why I love them so much.
Yeah. And we do offer some visuals in the show. I mean, we have three microphones, and they're set at three different areas on the stage, so there's some movement from the actors, a lot of movement, actually, from the actors to help convey the difference in characters along with the voices and the acting that you're doing. But we've heard a lot of audience members talk about like they just like sitting there closing their eyes and just visualizing.
Do you tape do you record the have you recorded any of the performances?
We videotaped it this weekend. Did you guys know that?
No.
Andrew told me that you guys were videotaping it this weekend. They did not tell me.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good
Now, to set that, we were talking off the air that you guys do set the mood. As soon as you come in, you're back in the 40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And from the costumes to the style to everything that happens, you got radio commercials that are from the 40s.
Yeah.
And there's like audience participation. And stuff.
As soon as the house opens, we have Christmas carols from the 1940s playing, and then we recorded dialogue of the announcer from our show, recorded dialogue for like introducing them and talking about stuff that's going on in that time. And then about 10 minutes before the published curtain time for the show, the actors start to come out on stage, and then you guys talk about what you guys do.
Well, we sing some
Christmas
David
carols. We do a little audience warm up. And I accompany it on the piano, and we just get everybody warmed up as they might have with a live studio audience, and
we kind of like set it for them.
Yeah.
So the idea is to recreate an experience of what it would be like to see a live radio show in the 40s.
Also, we have one of the cast members going through the audience and trying to get on-air dedications that we'll use during
commercial
breaks.
That's
and then
cool.
Another audience member, we partnered with Toys for Tots for DuPage County. So anybody who brings an unwrapped gift is invited up on stage to put the gift under the tree or make a donation. Then they get a raffle ticket that we'll pull that winning raffle ticket during one of the other commercial breaks to win tickets to an upcoming Brightside Theater show. And then we bring them on stage. We ask them their name, where they're from, like you would do on a radio show.
Oh, that's great.
So, I mean, so they're participating in that as well.
And your houses have been strong?
Yeah.
They have. Yeah. They've all been really responsive and great.
And I think that helps to set the tone for them to be responsive.
You can break down that fourth wall.
Theater audiences are, sometimes they're a little bit reticent to fully go there. But there's even, that's in the script in the beginning, which our announcer announces to, for this is being broadcast coast to coast, so feel free to laugh, cry, swoon.
Right.
And I think it has really encouraged the audiences to be there with us.
That's very cool. Very cool. Yeah. 847 area code sends a text that says, are there major differences between the radio play and the movie?
Yeah.
The radio play's
only 90 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you can't do all the things that they do in the movie. Yeah, by virtue of the different mediums, but it's still the same story at its core. And I think all the big moments are still there.
The dialogue is the same. You'll definitely recognize it from the movie. There's parts that we don't do in a way. Certain scenes are abbreviated or shuffled around a little bit, but it's definitely the same story.
You guys know that when It's a Wonderful Life came out, originally it tanked.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was a critical failure, and it was a
Capricorn.
Bomb.
And it was his favorite.
Yeah, Capra's favorite movie. Yeah, no question about it. But it's funny how that happens to so many movies, not just movies, but works of art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not appreciated when they first come out. I mean, that's, to me, that represents like the entire career of John Carpenter.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's like, I remember when The Thing came out in 1982. I loved it, and it almost ended his career.
Yeah.
And now 30 years later, it's one of the greatest horror films ever made, one of the greatest. Where were you in 82?
Yeah. Not appreciated.
No, not appreciated. But it's amazing how It's a Wonderful Life has become, you know, the holiday staple that it has.
Yeah, that's a lot of things that we've talked about, too, in rehearsals. I mean, it's a radio play, and we treat it as such as a radio play, but there are those moments, actually one of the scene that we're going to read today, it's like one of those moments where it's like, you know, the audience wants to see that scene because it's such an iconic moment to the movie. But it is such a part of the Christmas Americana now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like America's, you know, A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And it's so identifiable to the everyman because George is the everyman. I mean, he's just a guy trying to make his way. He had his dreams and didn't get to really fulfill them.
Yeah.
And he's trying to just do what's right and what's good and dealt with the cards that he's got and, you know, trying to pay the mortgage and help other people, you know? I mean, relate to that?
Oh, no, everybody can. And but the thing is, the other thing about it is it's a pretty depressing movie. I mean, it really is. There's a lot of dark stuff in this movie. The guy's going to kill himself.
That's life, right?
No, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. It's just, I don't think
identifiable, right?
I'm thinking people, when the film first came out, people were like, what the hell is this?
Exactly.
You know, because it was.
Christmas?
Yeah. I mean, this is really dark, man. I mean, it's really not until the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That you might, well, the scene that you guys are going to perform is a beautiful scene, everybody remembers that scene. But, you know, and of course the swimming pool.
Yeah.
You know, that
well,
all that's
not in the radio play.
Because, no, you can't do that in the radio play.
That,
I don't think.
You have to call it a radio play.
Crashing the car, drunk driving. Oh, that's
man.
Not in the radio play.
All right. So, who are the other, let's give credit to the other cast members. Who else is in the show?
Linda Lee Cunningham, Tim Penevick, and Andrew Stachurski. Stachurski, that's it, yeah.
Who are all wonderful, and they play a whole menagerie of characters, and it's incredible. They're great people to work with.
They do. David and I are actually the only two who just play one character throughout, and the other three play so many other characters. Yes.
We sort of have to play young George and young Mary, too, so
we vary in age, but that's as much as we have
that's
to do.
That's as much variety.
But the others sometimes have to do a scene with themselves.
Well, that's weird.
Three they have different characters. Has to do three characters
Tin
in one constant, scene.
Tin's playing, three different characters at once and constantly just going back and forth.
That's crazy.
Dialogue,
That's schizophrenic.
Yeah. But that's where you use physicality and you use voice and you use, you know, muscle memory to help you get through that.
Now, David, playing the role of George Bailey.
Yes.
Are you tempted to do a Jimmy Stewart impersonation?
Oh, God.
Have you kept away from that? Have you kept him away from
I've
that?
I've avoided the movie, so I have no idea what he sounds like anymore.
You don't know what Jimmy Stewart
no,
sounds like?
Of course I do. I mean, I think there's, and in just in the vernacular of the way that the script's written, there's always this tendency to fall into that. But I've definitely attacked the script by sort of trying to find it in me and make it my own and avoided any sort of outright imitation.
Yeah.
Because it needs to be real for me in order for me to get to the real dark and light places that he goes.
But it's such an iconic role. Jimmy
really
Stewart is such an iconic actor who has such a distinctive style and voice.
Yeah.
that it's got to be a challenge for you.
I think playing with that line is tricky.
Yeah, yeah. Was that a concern of yours as director?
It was. Like, I let it. I left it up to the cast if they wanted to watch the movie. I would have preferred if they didn't, but we never at any point set out to try to imitate because it wouldn't be authentic.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We would never reach the emotional places that we need to go, and
exactly.
And I think we've succeeded that because we've seen the audiences. Really get emotional, and the men get emotional in the audience. That's been the surprising thing. That's the sweetest thing
because you see grown
men crying.
They're not afraid to cry.
And they look so stoic when they come in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's a guy's show. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I will say this. I mean, it's every time I've seen It's a Wonderful Life a million times, and I cry at the end every time. Yeah. Every single time,
every time
I cry every time.
Yeah.
And I make no apology for that.
Right.
So, all right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more, and then we'll hear a scene from the show, okay?
Thank you.
All righty, then. So it's Jeff Kass, the director, and then David Raymond and Daniela Rukin, who are cast members from Brightside Theater's production of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. Four more performances at North Central College in Naperville, Friday at 8, Saturday at 3 and 8, Sunday at 3. BrightsideTheater.com is the website, and we'll hear a scene from the show coming up right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here. Hi, everybody. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5, and then we'll hang out for hour number 1 of the Steve Cochran Show. We're going to be talking about great child actor performances and where are they now coming up after 3 o'clock. And my guests right now, though, live in studio, director David Kass and cast member Jeff Kass and cast members David Raymond and Daniela Rukin, who are part of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. At North Central College in Naperville. Check out brightsidetheater.com. And we are going to hear a scene from the show in a couple of seconds, but I want to ask you guys a couple of more questions. What are some of the, for you guys, what are some of the other theater companies that you worked with in town?
Just before this, I did a play with Piccolo Theater, Smash, where I understudied 4 different female roles. Oof. So that was a challenge. And then right before that, I've done 2 shows with Oil Lamp Theater up in Glenview. And I did Sylvia with them and The Girl in the Freudian Slip. And I've worked a little bit with Old World Theater Company, which was started by some alumni from my college, UIC, University of Illinois at Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And about a year ago, I did a children's tour of Cinderella. So knock on wood, I've been pretty busy.
You've been busy.
Last year.
That's good. That's good. Well, what about you, David?
Well, as I said, I'm just back in town, but back, in the day, I did a couple things. I did were with Theater Hikes. I was Jim Hawkins in Treasure Island. That was a cool site specific. For every scene, we moved around to a different sort of locale.
You took a hike.
Yeah, you took a hike.
Theater Hikes.
and then I also did a show with Theater 7 of Chicago, who was a fantastic non-equity theater that has just sort of summed up its existence, but they were wonderful. They're all moving on to incredible things. I'm so happy to be back and to be to start things off well in my first couple months back with a show with Brightside.
Welcome back. All right, you guys ready to do the scene?
Absolutely.
Can we set it up? What are we going to hear here?
So this is George and Mary. This is...
And Old Man Collins.
Oh, yeah, don't forget about my part.
Cameo role. This is sort of the scene where George and Mary kind of connect and meet as adults and sets in motion the rest of the play and
their love story
story starts here and find...
As adults.
Yeah. George is about to leave for Europe the next day.
Okay.
And the last thing he's expecting is to fall for a girl tonight.
Got it.
We should read the line before, because he has to walk Mary home. So the man playing Joseph, Tin's character, he says, even though Mary lived only 4 blocks away, it took them 2 hours to get there. So this is their walk home.
Okay, here we go.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon?
Hot dog, oh boy, just like an organ. Gee whiz.
Beautiful.
You know something? If it wasn't me talking, I'd say you were the prettiest girl in town.
Well, why don't you say it?
I don't know.
Maybe I will. How old are you, anyway?
18.
18?
Too young or too old?
Oh, no, just right. Your age fits you. Hey, look where we are.
Oh, the old Granville house.
Yeah, I gotta throw a rock.
Oh, no, don't. I love that old house.
Well, no, don't you know about deserted homes? You make a wish and then you throw a rock.
Oh, but George, it's such a lovely old place. I wish I lived there.
In there? I wouldn't live in there if I was a ghost. Now watch. Watch this. How about it, huh? Pretty good shot, huh? Broke a window.
What's your wish, George?
Well, not just one wish. A whole hatful, Mary. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet, and I'm gonna see the world. Italy, Greece, the Parthenon, the Colosseum. And then I'm gonna come back here and go to college and see what they know. And then I'm gonna build things. I'm gonna build airfields. I'm gonna build skyscrapers 100 stories high. I'm gonna build bridges a mile long. And then I'm gonna... Hey, what? Are you gonna throw a rock too? Hey. Hey, that's pretty good. What'd you wish for, Mary?
Oh, no. If I tell you, it might not come true.
Oh, hey. Hey, Mary, come on. What do you want, huh? Do you want the moon? All you gotta do is say the word now.
Okay. The moon. I'll take it. And then what?
Then what? Well, I throw a lasso around it and pull it down, and then you could swallow it, and it all dissolves, see? And little moonbeams would shoot out of your fingers and your toes and the ends of your hair. I'm sorry. Am I talking too much?
Yes! Why don't you just kiss her instead of talking to her to death?
Who's that?
Old man Collins on his front porch.
Youth is wasted on the wrong people.
Well, hey! Hey, hold on! Hey, mister, come back out here and I'll show you some kissing that'll put the hair back on your head!
Nice job, guys. Very, very nice. Brings back so many memories, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird. Do you talk to people afterwards and do they picture the movie? Do some people actually picture the scene from the movie when you guys are recreating it? Even though those are completely different takes on the characters.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
It's hard not to, right?
Yeah, it is.
If you know the movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's an indelible, it's indelibly imprinted on your head.
The robe that she has on.
And, absolutely. Yeah. I look, the costume that Jimmy Stewart's wearing in that scene is just it's outstanding. So, nice job, you guys. Really, that was great. Four more performances, Friday at 8, Saturday at 3 and 8, Sunday at 3 at the North Central College in Naperville. That was fun. Thank you for being here, and thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Yeah,
old man Collins. How about that? All right, we'll see you guys soon. Anytime Brightside does something, come on down, okay?
Definitely will.
All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. The news is next.